We've had a major setback this week. Cameron Dunnigan's season is potentially over. Picked up a nasty hamstring injury last Friday night against Waterford, and it's really, really disappointing news, but it's part of football and going into the business end of the season, so it'll give someone else an opportunity to step up. Ronan Boyce is back now in full training, doing well, so that'll give us a boost as well. The window for out of contract pros closes on Saturday, so I doubt very much that there'll be anything between now and then. The balance of squad's important, and the profile of the player, so unless something jumps up that I feel will make us better between now and Saturday, then we'll do nothing. And I think, what have we left? 8 games, and I think how competitive this league is, there's going to be a lot of twists and turns between now and the end of the season, but we just have to focus on ourselves and try and put in a good performance, and results really is all that matters at this stage of the season. We've got players that can unlock the door. We've kept a couple of clean sheets in a row, so hopefully we can bring in two sides together and get a big 3 points. Because of the profile of our team, we need to be smart in how we approach the game. The real physicality, size and quality, and obviously set plays and long throws and stuff like that. So we need to take all those things into consideration and make sure we're strong and resolute, but also make sure that we've an attacking threat and a creative spark about us as well. The league's so competitive because every single group of players has quality in it. And I said it last week again, I repeat myself, you look at Drogheda's bench at the minute, they're bottom of the league, or second bottom now, sorry, excuse me, second bottom now. You look at the quality of their bench, that's why the league is the way that it is, because of the quality right throughout the league, rather than 2-3 team beating everybody and a big split between the top three and the other seven. That's, them days are gone, because there's investment in all clubs now, as we've seen. These lazy, ridiculous comments that people make, that's my view on it anyway. I think it's a very, very good competitive league, and it's survival of the fittest. And I'll tell you what, if you win the league this year, you've shown some character, and whatever team goes on, they win it, fair play to them. Just to finish it off on a sadder note, as I said, there's more important things in life than football. And I just want to pass my sympathies and condolences on to both Owen and Kane's families for what's been a horrendous week. And on behalf of everyone connected to Derry City Football Club, we are thinking about yous all the time. And we hope we can pick up 3 points for yous on Friday night.